Hello, everyone, and welcome to Edge Talk Radio. My name is Angela Zabel. That's me. And today I'm going to be talking with psychologist Bryn Lawrie-Yan. She is from the Bryn Lawrie Healing from Central Minnesota, and she does EFT and talk. And she talks about the talk therapy, and we are going to be diving in deep because this is going to be a great show. So who am I? I am Angela Zabel. I have been connected with spirit my entire life. I have a team in the non-physical on the other side, and they have worked with me sharing messages from a multitude of realms with people. I am a teacher, coach, and a medium, radio show host, writer, gallery reader, speaker, and I do online, private, and group sessions. I offer guidance, mediumship, intuition, speaking engagements, and sharing knowledge with others around the world. So you can find me on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. There's a lot. So, and on here on Edge Talk Radio, you can find out more about me at AngelaZabel.com. And this is Edge Talk Radio, and this is part of Edge Magazine. It is the leading events and media resource dedicated to all aspects of holistic living, health, and wellness, and the mysteries beyond. And I love diving into the mysteries beyond. They share information, wisdom, and resources committed to promoting businesses, organizations, and individuals who support our collective journey to wholeness and balance. You can find out more about Edge Talk Radio and the Edge Magazine at edgemagazine.net. So today we have Bryn Lawrie-Yan, and a little bit about her. So she is a licensed psychologist that has been providing mental health therapy for over 25 years. And after working in outpatient clinics and schools, she now has her own private practice called Bryn Lawrie Healing. She specializes in mind, body, and energy healing modalities. So Bryn has always felt that she was born to help others and was sensitive and intuitive as a child. And she always felt those around her. She was also been a peacemaker. I'm going to dive into that a little earlier, later too, to the core, and wanted to do all she could to help people make feel better. And these qualities developed throughout her life and led her to become the licensed psychologist, living her purpose to help heal others. And she spent the first part of her career in the traditional talk therapy with her clients. And although this therapy has benefits, some people needed multiple sessions over many months to make lasting changes. But something was missing. There was other ways to help people heal more effectively and more quickly and more sustainably. And she finally realized that true healing needed to involve both the body and the mind. And that is why she's here with us today, because of that great journey. And she started doing different mind-body healing techniques and working more with mindfulness. And that is something so important for all of us today. And she started working in her first class of mindfulness fundamentals, which I've never heard of. So that's awesome. I'm going to check onto that too. She began doing daily mind meditation practices and has changed her life. This has also fueled her passion to share it with others. And she has the mindfulness meditation groups and have brought into her individual sessions with great results. And all these people have been gaining peace and calm in their lives. And by doing so, you're saying the world will be a better place. And I totally agree with you. But then there was a major change in her life with her mother passing, and it changed her world in so many unexpected ways. And the grieving process started her tapping more into her intuition and opened her eyes to the world of energy. And now she incorporates energy and healing techniques into her sessions. So, Bryn, thank you so much for being on here. Oh, and before I forget, make sure to check out more about Bryn at BrynLawrie.com, and that's BrynLawrie.com. And she's also on Facebook, so you can check her out there. So make sure to check her out. Her website has a lot of great information on it, but I've been looking through her website. Great information for everyone to check into. So Bryn, you came on here today, and I am so excited to have you because you're coming from such a diverse background, moving into the mindfulness aspect. And you're working a lot of times with EFT. Can you explain to people what is EFT?
Yeah. So first of all, thank you so much for having me on. And that was a beautiful introduction. I
thank
feel like,
you.
Well said. What more do we have to talk about?
Oh, we got lots.
So EFT, yes, that stands for Emotional Freedom Techniques, or tapping. Some people have probably heard about tapping. It's becoming more and more out there on social media, and I think it was on Good Morning America. It's getting more, you know, more awareness out there, which I'm grateful for. So Emotional Freedom Techniques, or tapping, is essentially a healing modality that incorporates tapping on energy meridian points on the upper body. So similar to the points you would use for acupuncture, but without the needles. Which is kind
of like that.
Yeah, I do too. I don't like needles, so that works out well.
I'm there with you.
The same results, so that works out. And then while you tap on the energy meridian points, you focus on a particular issue that you're having. So verbalizing some things, and what that process does is that it helps to get the energy moving again, because our emotions and everything that happens to us gets stuck in our bodies. We feel, you know, gets encoded in our cells, our organs, our tissues, and we don't have time to appropriately express or release everything that comes at us all the time in life. So the tapping then helps to increase the energy flow, release the blocks, and it also peels layers back for people. So connects us with the subconscious brain, calms the amygdala down, and helps people get to the core issue of what's going on.
That's really interesting. And you're being a licensed psychologist. You started out in psychology, you started working with clients, and you started working with the talk therapy. At what point in there did you kind of make that shift where you kind of felt like maybe this isn't working so well, or you just decided something else was needed?
Yeah, good question. Yeah. So as you mentioned in the introduction, I had been working in outpatient settings and also in school settings and doing traditional cognitive behavioral focused talk therapy. And a few years back, or probably more like 10 years ago, feels like a few, but more like 10, I started feeling that, you know, talk therapy, of course, has its benefits and of course has its healing properties. But just feeling that people weren't healing on all levels of their being, and it was taking forever, and just felt that there has to be something more out there. So I started looking more into mind-body healing at that time. And then that's where I took some classes on mindfulness meditation. And then that's when I incorporated that into my own life and felt the amazing benefits of that. And then started bringing that into the school setting, and when I could, for individual sessions and doing some classes with it. And then what really changed for me was, as you had mentioned, when my mom passed away, April of 2020. So right as COVID mm-hmm. was starting, and she passed away. So kind of the combination of slowing down with COVID and then my mom's passing, that opened my world to the world of energy, and just realized that this is where I need to be headed. I need to incorporate mind, body, and energy to help people heal. And then that started my journey into the energy world.
So it's interesting with your mom passing. So what part of your mom's passing caused you to start going into the energetic field? Because a lot of people had people that passed around them, but they don't go into the field like you're doing. So what was that catalyst in there with her passing that caused you to look further?
Yeah. So when she passed, I had never really spent a whole lot of time thinking about what does happen when somebody passes, and do they really, you know, does their spirit really live on, or, you know, or do, is it just done? And so with her passing, that caused me to really, you know, get really curious about that. I started talking to people, reading a lot of books. And then what ended up happening was that when during my meditation practices mm-hmm. and my meditation time, I started to see and feel my mom around me. And I started to feel her communicating with me. And I thought, wait, what's going on? I'm so confused. And so that was really what launched me even more into exploring the world of energy and trying to explain all of that, explain what that was all about. And that's what led me even more into it.
That's one thing, you know, for me, this is my world, you know, dealing with people on the other side, different realms, all the different energies. And I love it. I absolutely love it. And I love the fact that your mom came to you to help you move you more into this journey. And that's one of the things I think is really great when you're talking about how you do. I don't hear any fear that really came with that, with talking with her, with having that aspect. And unless, was there some fear in there?
You know, it was just so natural to me. And it really started right after she passed. I kept getting visuals of her, just strong visuals of her, just beaming, happy, just so happy. And at first I just kind of dismissed it like, oh, well, that's nice, you know, but then it just kept happening and it got stronger and stronger. And then more things happened, but yeah, it's just been, I'm very grateful for her support and to, I'm just now with the knowledge that knowing that, you know, and I did read, I'm Still With You, a book from Sherry Dillard. And that was really helpful too. Just helping me to understand how, when people pass, ways that they try to communicate with us and ways to, be able to get in touch with that energy. And it's all about tapping into the energy. So.
Absolutely. And it's, I love how you were saying you started realizing and you started working with it, you started investigating. And I think for people in general to do that is so, so helpful. And I know your mom has been helping you a lot since then with everything you're doing, because you've been talking about your intuitiveness has increased more and more. And for people to understand, those on the other side are helping to increase our intuition if you're willing to listen.
That's exactly right. And it's been so nice too, Angela, when I work with people that are dealing with grief and loss, more times than not, they end up sharing their own stories that are similar to what I went through. And it's so nice to be able to hear that from others and for them to be able to get that support that you're not crazy. This is, you know, everybody, most people are having those experiences, and it's important that people start talking about it and make it more just a natural part of the world and life and the cycle.
Absolutely. And I think that's so important to make it, this is our normal. Our normal is to be able to communicate with all that are there. And that's what you've been doing, is communicating and showing others it's okay to communicate with them and trust what they're getting. And that's how, and then as you started doing that, I'm just going to take a lucky guess here, that as you started becoming more open, people coming to you you had more people coming to you that were in grief state that were wanted to work with that, because, so I just got to say, I've got a team on the other side that's working with me.
Yeah.
And they're just kind of laughing. They're like, once you start opening up, we started sending you clients who were dealing with grief and loss. So you had a bigger, they're calling it a bigger abundance of clients dealing in grief than what you ever had before, to help you be okay with who you were and be okay with talking about it openly with people. So, and they knew that the people coming to you would get the reassurance that things are okay on the other side. So they're just, I've just got to say, they're just kind of laughing that they're like, we were sending you so many.
I love it. And you're exactly accurate. That is, yeah. And it's just, I'm in a state of awe really all the time with how all of that works. It's so true that not only do the people come to me that I can help, but also in turn, they help me. And it's a beautiful co-creation, really.
It's a beautiful learning process. It's like you're going to class every day and everybody gets to learn, not just one person.
Yeah, it absolutely is. I just love it. It's a give and take.
That's awesome. So as you started, I just want to kind of go through, you've been helping others with the emotional freedom technique, the EFT, and you started out as the licensed psychologist. And that's, and for, I know we talked about talk therapy, but maybe you could kind of explain a little bit more for people who don't understand what talk therapy is, just so they have a little more understanding of what you kind of move through and into this.
Yeah. So talk therapy is, you know, what you would think of, or probably most people think of as therapy, you know, where you go in and people talk about many details and share a lot about their lives and what they're struggling with. And through many modalities of, you know, reframing things or helping them to see things in different ways or giving them suggestions, that kind of thing, is how traditional talk therapy goes. I know I'm completely oversimplifying it, but just in very general terms.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then, and of course, very helpful. And right now, what I do in my sessions is I call them just healing sessions. And I integrate, of course, the talk therapy, because people need to share their story and I need to understand where they're coming from. And then what I've been doing a lot of is moving from that then into the tapping, because it helps them to get out of just the conscious part of the brain, which is usually the only part of the brain that's being accessed during talk therapy. Mm-hmm. So involving the tapping, we can tap into the unconscious part of the brain, which of course has a big responsibility in how we live our lives and the patterns that we have in our lives. So the tapping helps to connect with the unconscious and then helps to release the energetic blocks and peels the layers back to get to the core issue then of what's going on. So somebody, for example, somebody might come to me with a lot of anxiety and might not understand why they have so much anxiety or why they're feeling so much. So we would start then with just focusing on the anxiety in general. And then oftentimes after a few minutes of tapping, or maybe sometimes a little longer, 10 minutes, they'll say, okay, now I'm thinking, or what's coming up for me now is this conflict that I've been having, let's say with my spouse or my coworker. And that has been really, you know, not sitting well with me. So then we'll focus on that. And then pretty soon that can be cleared. And oftentimes it goes to, you know, can go down to something in childhood that happened. And so we can go back to that event and that younger self and work with the younger self and help the younger self to heal. And that's what then really releases the issue for them. It's amazing.
I love, you know, and going forward, and I've been meeting so many people, when you talked about anxiety, so many people are having anxiety about, I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on in the world, and just dealing with your own personal stuff, plus everything in the world has kind of been shooting that anxiety up through the roof a little bit. And like right now you are in central Minnesota, but you work online with people. And can you reach people anywhere in the world? How does that work? And how does a session work when you're doing it online?
Yeah. So, right. So most of, since COVID now, most of my sessions are online virtually. So like you said, I can see people from all over the world, which is incredible. I love that. I have a few that still request in person if they're, you know, by me, and we'll figure out a space and we'll do that. But yeah, virtually. And typically in a typical session, I like to do a traditional therapy session is usually 50 minutes because that's insurance regulated. Yes. And I have the liberty now of not having to deal with insurance, which I'm very grateful. So my sessions, I usually, you know, say allow for 90 minutes because I just want to, you know, just allow that process, the healing process to unfold for people. And oftentimes it takes a little while to get to the core issue of what's going on. So we'll talk over, you know, I'll just listen and hear what they want to focus on and what's going on in their lives. And then we'll just I'll teach them the tapping, and then we'll start doing some tapping. And then we go from there. And really, I just, there's no right or wrong. Everyone's healing journey is so different. And we just go with what presents, and everyone's healing journey is specific to them. So I'm really open to what unfolds in the session. And I always trust that whatever unfolds is meant to happen. for them, for their healing process. And that's what we go with.
I love that. And I'm guessing you probably use your intuition to help you guide you where you need to go and listening to different intuition. I guess for me, intuition is all the information that's available. And when you're really listening to it, it helps guide you wherever you need to go. And one of the things I love was where you said that everybody's unique. Everyone's journey is unique. And that includes their healing journey. And to be open and be able to kind of go back and forth on what's needed intuitively for each person, that's so important. And to be able to be open to that uniqueness instead of just cookie cutter, this is what you need to do.
Yes, yes, exactly. And I have found as I have tapped more into my intuition and developed that more, I can easily feel other people's energy and tap into their energy. And so often as we're going along and with this EFT process, I'll be saying statements that kind of just come out of nowhere, just from my intuition. And people will be kind of surprised, like, well, yeah, that's so accurate and true for me. How do you know that? It's like, I don't know. I'm just going with the energy and what it presents here.
That's so true. And I love, you know, one of the things you just mentioned is the more you kept working with it, the more you kept tapping into it. And for me, I like to tell people intuition is like a muscle, just like going to the gym. The more you work with it, the more it grows, the easier it just becomes natural for you. And you don't even have to think about it after a while. And yes. Sounds like you've been going on a pretty good journey of getting there.
Yes, there's always more. There's always more to the journey. But yeah, when I think back to even just a year ago, just being able to foster, like you said, work out that muscle and foster that intuition, it does become a lot more natural. And that's a passion of mine too, is helping others to release all of the junk so that they can get back to their core, to their true essence of who they are, back to their soul. And when they're living from that standpoint, they can more easily access their intuition and feel a lot more purpose and passion in their lives.
So I'm going to ask you a question now. Not that I haven't been asking you questions. But as you've gone through this journey of tapping into yourself, using the mindfulness and using the intuition, as you've been on this journey yourself and being more comfortable with those on the other side, have you found emotionally that you are maybe happier or you're finding more excitement in your life? How has that been for you?
Yeah, definitely. Until everything opened up for me, I didn't realize how much I was in being an empath and wanting to please everybody, wanting to keep the peace, as you mentioned.
Please.
I didn't realize how much I was doing that. And in the process of, and not that that's a bad thing, those are great qualities to have and good strengths, but over time, what I realized is that I lost myself. I was in everybody else's energy, trying to help them and trying to, you know, please them, that I lost myself. So yeah, through this whole process of my own work and all of these things that have been occurring in my life in the last few years, it has helped me get back to who I am and in my center. And of course, you never fully arrive. It's always a journey.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Always more to learn, but yeah, I feel much more at peace and much more joy because I really do believe I'm fulfilling one of my purposes here.
I love that. And that's one of the things for people, you know, seeing how you've been changing and how you've been, you know, moving forward and seeing not just the understanding, but the actual emotional aspect of it, I think is so huge. And for people wondering, should I keep going? Should I keep investigating? I think you and I would both say, absolutely.
Yes. Yes. And there are many rabbit holes I have found that you can go on. And there's so much to explore and to learn.
Absolutely. And that's one of the things when you talked about being the peacekeeper, always wanting to do that And like you said, it is a great quality to, you know, smooth things over and make life better. But sometimes it becomes a detriment to yourself as you do so. Like you said, you lose yourself.
Yeah.
And that's something I think people don't realize, that putting up the boundaries of where you're not just going to step into it anymore, how much freeing that is. Is that something you've experienced yourself?
Yes, because you know, you're born, you come into this world, I feel, with, you know, certain purposes and gifts that you're meant to share with this world. And then as life experiences happen and expectations or things you learn from family or cultural expectations, societal, you know, all those layers get put on you and you lose yourself. And so as the process that I work with, this healing process I do with people, helps to get rid of all those layers that are no longer serving them and get back to, wait, who am I and what am I meant to do here on this earth? And when they live from that place, they experience a lot more joy. And once they're in that alignment, because then they're aligned with their higher self. And once they're doing that, it's the best thing that you can do for other people, because then it allows them that space, other people the space to do the same thing.
And I love how you did that, because for people to looking to release some of this stuff, release the things they've been holding on to that don't serve them anymore, having people like you there that they can go to, that they can talk to, and they can do it online from the comfort of their home. I think that's one of the great things that came out of everything in the last couple of years. This is a normal way to communicate. And what a great way to show how energy works when you can do it over the internet without having to physically be there.
That's exactly right. Right. Because with energy, as you know, we're all connected energetically, so we don't need to be in the same room. And it is convenient for people with the, you know, the Zoom sessions. I mean, I just smile at where people have done their sessions, you know, it's been in closets and bathrooms and cars. I mean, it's all over.
But it all works. And I think that's really great for people to know. You can do this session from anywhere. You know, if you've got time and you're in your car and that's your only place you can find peace of mind, because sometimes when you have family and everything's going on, that may be the only place you have.
Right. That's exactly right.
So I love it's more free flowing with you. And that's something I think for people to understand, you work with everyday life. And for people to know your everyday life, you just make it work.
Yes.
It does work. It does work so wonderfully. And I think you're a testament to that.
Well, yeah, thank you. Yeah. I mean, people are so busy in this life and the healing still needs to happen. And we just make it work. Whatever works for them to get that healing time in is what we'll work with. It's important.
Absolutely. So we had talked, Bryn and I had talked earlier, and it's like, we would like to kind of go through and actually have you experience a little bit of maybe about what an EFT session is. So Bryn is going to be talking, and as she also has a screen share. So for those of you who are on the radio, we'll be talking about what's on the screen share. And for those of you who aren't, who after the radio, or you want to see the YouTube of this and see what we're talking about, you can go ahead and check out the YouTube, which comes up the day after it comes out on Edge Talk. So Bryn, I'm going to let it take over to you, and I'm going to just sit back and I'm going to be your student.
Oh, I love it. Thank you for letting me do that. All right. Let's see if I can share the tapping points here.
And we were working on it. So beautiful technology work.
So this is just, I just pulled up a diagram of the tapping points, the energy meridian points that we use in the emotional freedom techniques or tapping method. One thing I did want to mention about another benefit of what the tapping does when we were talking about anxiety is that the amygdala in our brains, that's the stress center of our brain. And the center that's responsible for fight, flight, and freeze, so our responses to stress, that doesn't respond very well to the spoken language, because the amygdala was developed in our brains millions of years before we had the spoken language. So just to give you an example, you know, if I were, let's say I'm afraid of flying and I have to get on a plane. I'm going to get on a plane and I'm talking, I can try to talk myself down and say, okay, the plane, it's going to be fine. Chances are very low it's going to crash. The pilots know, you know, they know what they're doing. The plane's in good working order. And that can help calm me down a little bit on an external outside layer. But inside, my amygdala is still firing and I still might feel like I want to faint. I might feel like I want to throw up. I'm sweating. You know, that stress response is still really strong. So the great thing about the tapping is that it directly calms the amygdala down. Whereas just talking doesn't directly calm the amygdala down. So you get that added layer of release and peace and calm with it.
Kind of breaking that cycle of everything running through your head a little bit.
Yes. Yeah, that's exactly it. So so I'll run through just a little demonstration here with Angela. Thank you for being willing to be my example. I so
absolutely
appreciate
it. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, good. I'm excited. So I'll just run through the tapping points so you know generally what we're doing and you don't have to remember them, because I'm just guiding you. So you are essentially doing what I do and saying what I'm saying. So, and I always laugh because you, and then with the tapping, you kind of do feel like a monkey. So, we just laugh about it. But, so the first tapping point is right on the side of your hand. It's called the karate chop point. And when you tap, it's just kind of a medium amount of tapping pressure. So you don't have to go really hard or really light, just medium. And when we tap on the side of the hand, this is when we say the setup statement, which is essentially what we're zeroing in on for the session. So let's say with you, we can do, is it okay if we do stress?
Sure.
Does that work for you? Okay.
That works for me.
We all have it.
We all have stress. I am human.
Exactly. Good. Well, let's release anything you have then. Any stress in your body will release. But so that would just be, so even though I have a lot of stress, and then we follow it by, I deeply love and completely accept myself. And if that's really hard for people to say, I can throw in as best as I can after that statement.
So am I supposed to be talking?
You don't have to do it right now.
Okay.
So I'm just going through the example and then we'll launch into it.
So yeah. I have one question for those who can't see. When you're doing the tapping, does it matter if you're tapping with just like the flat of your hand or the tips of your finger? Does it matter? As long as you're just tapping.
Right. It does not matter.
Okay.
Yep. The goal is just to, the method of tapping helps to release the energy and get the energy flowing. So it's just the actual tapping method. It doesn't matter.
Perfect. Yeah. Thanks for clarifying that.
Yeah, no, that's a great question. Then from there, we go to the top of the head, which is in the middle center part of the head. And I should mention too, when we go through these points, most of them, you can use either two hands tapping, or you can just use the one hand, whatever feels best for you. I generally do two because it just feels better to me, but you're getting the same effect. After the top of the head, we go to right in between the eyebrows. And then the next point is right on the side of the eyes. And then from there, it's under the eyes. And then this next one is just with one hand, and that's under the nose. And this next one is also with one hand, and that's in the crease of the chin. Then the next point is the collarbone point. So you find your collarbone and it's just right underneath it. And then from there, we go to the rib cage. And then after the rib cage, we go to under the arm, which is about 3 inches down from your armpit, right on the side of your body there. And then we go to the top of the wrist. And then the bottom of the wrist. So the chart that I have up just says the inside of the wrists. So it is missing the top of the wrist in this chart, but it's okay if you don't do that. You're still going to get a lot of benefit.
Nice. I like it.
Yeah. Yeah. So that is the basic tapping recipe right there.
I like the fact that as you go through it, it takes your body and starts taking you out of your head and start taking you out of your headspace. And like, I mean, let's face it, most of us have 20,000 thoughts going on all at the same time. And it really kind of focuses you back into yourself and not so much on everything that's around you. So I can definitely see the big benefit of especially when you've got a lot going on, I put that chatter in your head, that you can do this to kind of concentrate on this and not the chatter in your head, to really come into understanding who you are on that soul level. So I love this.
Right. No, thank you for pointing that out. It does really help to ground you. And as we go through the process and a few rounds of the tapping, you do get into a very calm, you know, kind of meditative state. And so what I love about that is, like you said, it releases the chatter and it helps people. A lot of times they will come up with their own things, will come to them, ideas will come to them through this process. So yeah, it's amazing.
It's all about the self-healing. And that's something, you know, is so important for people to do that healing process in whatever way works for them. And when you're doing this, and obviously we did just a short little amount here, but as we're doing that, you're taking this, expanding it in a bigger amount when you're doing the individual sessions with people.
Yeah. So if you're open to it, Angel, I'll take you through a couple rounds of tapping along with, you know, the statements that we say, just to give people
sure
a clear idea on how that works. So, and we'll just do some tapping on stress. And if you just kind of tap into your body right now, is there an area in your body that you feel particularly tight that might be holding on to a lot of stress?
Yes, usually my shoulders.
Shoulders. Perfect. And is it kind of tightness and tenseness? And
yes, it's more intense. It's like I hold a lot of my stress in my, I feel my shoulders tense up and behind my shoulders. And that's usually where the stress hits first. I'm like, what am I thinking about? You
know? Yeah. It's good that you noticed that. It's a really good sign that your body's sharing with you. Yeah. Okay, perfect. So, and then usually before we start, I'll say, you know, so give your, give that a number, your stress and the tenseness in your shoulders, give that a number from 0 to 10, with 10 being a high amount of stress, a high amount of tense, and 0 having none. Where would that be for you?
I'm a weird one. How about 3.5?
3.5. That's perfect. I like it. Let's do 3.5. And then, so we start with that number, because then after a couple of rounds of tapping, then I like to check in with people to see, well, how is the number? Is it going up, down, staying the same? Then it helps me know how to change the session if need be to help the number to decrease. So let's give it a try. So all you have to do, Angela, is just like a monkey, you do what I do and say what I say. And I do want to mention too, if I say something that does not resonate with you, then just change it to what is true for you.
And then I will be speaking what you're saying out loud after you're speaking it.
Yes. Yep. Perfect. Yep. Okay. So just rubbing your hands together and just taking a deep breath in and a deep breath out. And then starting to tap on your karate chop point. And we'll say, even though I have all this stress.
Even though I have all the stress.
And I feel a lot of tightness in my shoulders.
And I feel a lot of tightness in my shoulders.
I'm ready to let all of that go.
I'm ready to let all of that go.
And I'm ready to bring in more peace and calm in my life.
And I'm ready to bring in more peace and calm in my life.
And I do deeply love.
And I do deeply love.
And completely accept myself.
And completely accept myself.
And then starting at the top of the head on that point, I have a lot of stress.
I have a lot of stress.
And then going to in between the eyes, I can feel my shoulders be really tense.
I can feel my shoulders be really tense.
And then the side of the eyes, I can feel the stress behind my shoulders.
I can feel the stress behind my shoulders.
And then under the eyes. And then I think, what am I thinking?
And then I think, what am I thinking?
And then under the nose, what is causing me this stress?
What is causing me this stress?
And then the chin. I have all this stress.
I have all this stress.
And then the collarbone point. And I'm carrying it in my body.
And I'm carrying it in my body.
And then the ribcage point. I can feel it in my shoulders.
I can feel it in my shoulders.
And then under the arm. And I can feel it other places in my body too.
And I can feel it other places in my body too.
And then the top of the wrist. I can feel stress in my body.
I can feel stress in my body.
And then under the wrist, I can feel my shoulders being really tense.
I can feel my shoulders being really tense.
And then back up to the top of the head. And I'd like to release all that stress.
And I'd like to release all that stress.
And then just continuing to move through the points. I have all this stress on my body.
I have all this stress on my body.
And it's no longer serving my greatest and highest good.
And it's no longer serving my greatest and highest good.
I don't need to hang on to it anymore.
I don't need to hang on to it anymore.
All this tightness in my shoulders.
All this tightness in my shoulders.
I'm ready to release that.
I'm ready to release that.
All this stress in my body.
All this stress in my body.
I'm allowing that to move through my body.
I'm allowing that to move through my body.
I'm allowing that to release out of my body.
I'm allowing that to release out of my body.
All this stress in my body.
All the stress in my body.
All this tightness in my shoulders.
All this tightness in my shoulders.
I'm allowing all of that to release.
I'm allowing all of that to release.
I'm releasing the stress.
I'm releasing the stress.
I'm releasing the tension.
I'm releasing the tension.
I'm releasing the tightness.
I'm releasing the tightness.
And I'm bringing in more peace.
And I'm bringing in more peace.
And I'm bringing in more calm.
And I'm bringing in more calm.
And I'm bringing in more groundedness.
And I'm bringing in more groundedness.
Okay, let's just stop there. And I just want to check in with you. How are you feeling after that?
Feeling pretty good. Actually, it feels really good.
What are you noticing anything in your body or any energy shifting or anything like that?
I do feel my shoulders aren't as tense. They aren't like the tense anymore. It's more relaxed in my shoulders. And as we were going through the technique, as you were going, because we went like doing the top of the head, the eyebrow, the side of the eye, under the nose, under the lip, and then the collarbone, the arm, and the top of the wrist and under the wrist, that as we were going through that a couple of times, I could feel it decreasing each time as we were doing it. And I could just kind of feel it kind of like when you have like, say, a backache, and then it's kind of at least it starts finally loosening up and it's like, oh, I can move again.
Yes. So, yes, exactly.
So it was, it's very, you can definitely see it as you're doing it. And then as you did each new affirmation, how every affirmation you went to another tapping point. So as that happened, you could just kind of feel, I could feel it release and kind of move down. So it was very, very helpful. So thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. So what would your number be now after just doing a little bit of tapping after you started at a 3.5?
I would say it's probably a 0.5.
Wow, fantastic. And that was quick. That was only a couple minutes of tapping.
Yes, it was very quick. And you could feel each, like as you did each one, you could feel a little bit more going. So it was very, when you're paying attention to how the stress in your body, you could see it dissipating or feel it dissipating. So I really enjoyed it.
Yes. Well, and that's the thing with all that stress that we carry, it does get stuck in the body, and it's a block to lots of things, to feeling better and to feeling, you know, feeling joy.
And that's one of the things, like for me, I didn't even realize I was holding that, you know, stress within me, because I do enjoy these interviews. I like doing that. But then I feel on my body after I tapped in, it's like, you know, I was thinking like, okay, I've got to get this done and get this done. So your brain is telling you what you need to get done. And this kind of made me like, oh, so I was holding that even though I'm here in the interview. I wasn't in the present. I was in the present moment, but not fully yet. And so this really helped me also to be in that present moment.
Yes. Yep. It's very grounding. And I think, and if you and I were to continue, you know, as I would do in a session, then a lot of times as we continue, things might be coming up for you too. Like, oh, yep, this is coming up. And so I didn't realize this was causing me so much stress. And, you know, so then we could work to clear that as well and peel the layers. That's kind of how that works. So thank you for letting me do that with you.
Absolutely. It was a lot of fun. And that's something, you know, I encourage people, if you're interested in something, if you're resonating with something, try it. Try it and see how it goes. And a lot of times when you're resonating towards something, there's a reason you're resonating. And this, I think, is the perfect time for so many people. And for myself today, it was great because I didn't even realize like, oh, I need to take care of this. And it's like, it was still there. And I thought I had put it to bed before I got on the radio show.
Yes, exactly. And the other thing that I love about it too, is that once you learn it, this is something that you take with you. So, you know, you can do this work on your own. I mean, it's helpful, and you can clear at least the outer layers, you know, to reduce some stress. I mean, to really peel the layers back, you'll want to, you know, go with somebody that can help guide you. But for, you know, if you're going to give a speech or whatever it might be that might cause anxiety or get on an airplane, you can do that to at least lower your anxiety in the moment. So it's very helpful.
And I can see like for people who are afraid of flying or just some things, you know, bothering them, how they can use this to just help bring that anxiety down. Like you said, to definitely do a longer session and really understand it at a deeper core, because obviously, like for me, this, you know, the stress of what I have to do next is on my mind. But as you continue to tap, you definitely work through that and come into the next aspect. And to have someone like you that can help guide people to go through that. And then adding in your professionalism of the psychologist aspect, your intuitive aspect, putting that all together and using the EFTs besides, I feel so helpful for people to bring the modalities together instead of always separate.
Right. Yeah. Well, you can help people in so many different ways by being able to do that and draw upon all of those modalities and integrate them together.
I think that's something so key, is integrating all of these together, because as I think for me, you know, working with you, seeing this part of it and knowing you're working with other people with that psychologist mind in there too, that is so helpful to bring that all together. And what have you been noticing with clients since you started integrating this into your practice?
Yeah, what I've been noticing with them is that I will have, you know, a kind of a breakthrough session with somebody, and I'll think, okay, that would have taken 9 to 12 months probably in traditional talk therapy, which instead it took maybe, you know, 8 sessions or something like that with me doing these modalities. So that's what I've noticed a lot, is that this kind of modality can help people get to where they want to be and to heal overall at a faster rate, I would say, than just sticking with the talk therapy. So that's been really great. And I love that it can, you know, we all have limiting beliefs that are driving our patterns and driving our life. A lot of, you know, I'm not good enough, or I have to be perfect, or like in my case, I have to meet everybody's needs. I have to please everybody. All those things, you know, the tapping can help you release all of those limiting beliefs and patterns. And again, get back to the core of who you are.
I love that. Love that. So, and for those of you who will see this on YouTube, you will see the EFT tapping points up here, so you can check that out. And then other ones, we might be able to do a link to something. I'm not quite sure how I'll do that, but we'll figure out something. And it's, we've also been working through it, talking you through where they are. And it's, as we talked, where the locations were, those are the locations of tap.
Yes. Yep. And then I can, do you want me to stop sharing now?
Yeah, we'll stop sharing this.
Yeah, there we go. Okay.
Perfect. There you are. Not that you weren't
back.
There.
Before. We're back. Yeah.
So as you started going through this and working with people, did you encounter any, like when you started taking your professional psychology and adding this in, did you get any pushback or anything from people in your profession? How was that?
Yeah. I mean, it's always interesting to go from, you know, breaking out of the mold of how people see you, you know, and to something completely new. And a lot of people and I had to overcome that. That was part of my journey, is to just to start talking about it anyway, even if I knew that some people might be a little skeptical. But I more and more as time goes on, I'm at the point where I'm doing a disservice to people by not talking about it, actually, because I have seen just amazing results in these sessions with people that I just want everybody to know about it, because it can help for pretty much anything for pretty much everyone. So I can't even make these stories up. Like, I'll just give you an example. I had one client that I was working with that came in for, he had been diagnosed with some involuntary tremors, involuntary jerking, I guess is a better way to say it, physical jerking. And so he had an idea that it was not something out of the blue, that there was something being stored in his body that needed to be released. So he had that awareness. And after, it was really quick for him. I think it was maybe two sessions. He uncovered some childhood trauma. We worked as a, it's a fast, gentle way to release childhood trauma or trauma of any sort, adult trauma as well.
Yeah.
So we worked with it, released it for him, and the tremor, the involuntary jerking stopped. And I'm still in touch with him. And this is, I don't know, maybe 8 months later, it has not returned. And it's like, okay, I can't even make that up if I try. It's amazing.
And I love how you brought up the, how things on the inside are emotions and things that are tied to it, how it creates those physical attributes, those physical manifestations of what's going on inside of us.
Absolutely. They often will come out, because if you store them for too long, they will come, they're trying to come out. So they can come out in increased anxiety. They can come out in physical pain. I had somebody else I worked with that had a lot of physical pain in his back. And he did have some structural issues too. But again, as we worked and could release some of the stuff stored in his system, he was able to sleep through the night again. And, you know, the pain reduced tremendously for him. So the mind-body energy connection cannot be denied. It's so powerful.
And that's, I think, is something, as we go forward, more and more people are starting to put the pieces of the puzzle together to know it is all together. And we have to work with all parts of our body, whether it's emotional, physical. And then when it's physical, is there some emotional that may be causing it? And for you to kind of break the mold a little bit and move yourself through it and talk to people and bring this aspect into your practice, I think is, I'm very excited for you doing that and for showing people how much more there is and how it can help so many people on so many levels. And that's one of the things I'm excited to share with everyone, is showing there is more to the world than just one way or the other way, instead of putting all of them together to find a new way to do things. And with you, so I'm just going to tweak a little bit here. So is this something where you feel you're just kind of stopping here, or are you continuing to learn, continuing to grow, and continuing to evolve?
Oh yeah. Oh no, this, I feel like this is the tip of the iceberg for me. I love doing this work, and I'm only going to be adding more and more different kinds of modalities to, you know, entering into my healing work. I'm not sure. I mean, I have many, many ideas, and that's the hard part, is narrowing it down, you know, focusing, okay, where do I need to go next? What do I need to be exploring next? And I do really feel called to help people in their grief, and helping people to understand that their loved ones are with them still, and just kind of moving in that direction. So I'll probably be doing more and more of that.
And I think that's awesome, because you're taking, it's like you're taking steps and kind of bringing more and more and more aspects in that really people respect you of who you are. You're that psychologist that's been working in business for how long, and helping people. And now they see someone with your caliber now moving into some of these other aspects. And I'm thinking you're some of the people you might be kind of confusing some of your colleagues a little bit sometimes.
Oh, I'm sure they are very confused, but I'm very, very open to, yeah, let's talk. I'm open to a dialogue, to questions, I'm always happy to share. And that's all I can do, is share my experience and maybe plant a seed for them.
And that's all it takes. And that's one of the things. So for me, seeing you do this, because some people, I mean, for those of you who don't know, I do the mediumship. I work with those on the other side. But sometimes people aren't as comfortable with me as they would be with you, and having that comfort level, and to know everybody's at a different comfort level, and there's nothing right or wrong with it. It's just where they're at. And to have so many different people with so many different unique qualities that fit and resonate with all different people, I think is so key going forward. And as you're working with this, are you seeing a shift in people or what they're coming in with? Like, is there more anxiety now than there used to be? How is that for you?
Yeah, a lot of anxiety. That's been increasing for a lot of years with, social media and so many things, but of course, since COVID and since all of that, you know, people are still really trying to recover from that. And I don't know that you necessarily recover, but you take what you're learning from all of that and move forward, because we aren't the same world that we were before COVID. But yeah, to answer your question, there is a lot more anxiety, and people that are especially sensitive to and intuitive and empaths really are feeling the changes in the global energy and all the shifting going on. And so that is adding into people's anxiety and overwhelm as well.
And that's something I encourage people, when you're having that anxiety, when you're feeling overwhelmed, find somebody that resonates with you to talk it through, to work with an energetic modality, whatever works for you, because to hold it inside doesn't serve you or anyone else out there. So finding ways to release that energy and move yourself forward, I think, is so key for all of us going forward. And I am so happy that you're taking your modality and you're just shifting and changing and going with the flow, because it's definitely going to keep changing. And anybody working with you is going to, so my team on the other side, they're kind of funny. They're like, just like we sent you all the people that were in grief at the moment, they, as your modalities change, as you start adding more things in, they will send you more people with that will benefit from what you are offering. So definitely, they're very excited to have you on their team.
Oh, that's wonderful. I so appreciate that support also. And you're right, I couldn't go back even if I tried, because I do really feel a calling in this direction and feel, like you said, that there are people out there that I will be able to benefit from what I have to offer. And so by not getting out there, I'm doing a disservice to people. So,
well, they'll send you people. Don't have to worry about that.
That is wonderful. I love it. Thank you so much for that feedback. Oh, I love the support.
So we're going to be closing shortly. Is there something else you would like to add, Bryn, or in, about things you're doing or things you have coming up or anything for people in general?
You know, I just want to say, let people know again that the modalities that I do really is helpful for pretty much anything. So, anxiety or depression, the grief and loss that we've talked about, the limiting beliefs and patterns, physical pain, phobias. I mean, it's even if, weight issues or cravings or addictions, or if you can't sleep, insomnia, it really can help to release a lot of that and to figure out what's going on behind it. So I did just want to mention that it's just really helpful for anything that is holding you back in your life.
Absolutely. And I encourage anyone, energy, go with who you resonate with, and energy in so many aspects can be changed and transmuted. It just takes someone that has the intuitive ability, which Bryn definitely does, to help find what you need for your specific aspects. So I'm excited for anyone who works with Bryn. I know they are very lucky to work with you, and I am excited and so happy to have had you on today to introduce you to even more people. So I just wanted to say thank you so much for being here. And I want to encourage people to again, check out Bryn's website. It's BrynLowry.com, and it's BrynLowry.com. And you can also check her out on Facebook. And I am so excited for everyone to be here, to be listening with us today. And I know this will help and reach so many people. And Bryn, thank you so much for sharing your knowledge with us. I appreciated it greatly.
Well, thank you so much, Angela, for having me on. I'm so grateful for this opportunity. So thank you so much.
You are so welcome. And for those of you, check us out every first and third Tuesday of the month. A new Edge Talk episode comes out. So make sure to check out the next one. And if you missed any, go ahead and check out the ones that are in the older episodes. Check out any of those. You can download them, listen them on for as a podcast. And if you want to see the video, go ahead and check out on the YouTube channel. And with that, I hope all of you have an absolutely amazing day. And thank you for listening with us today.